to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you listening to number one podcast on the universe that is confirmed by Rick and or Morty. It's the Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics, and other things. The fine artwork that's hanging on the walls. It's everywhere. I really like that stuff. And the toasts. Don't forget, winter is coming on your toast.
Ew.
Yeah, well, I mean,
damn, I hope that's not on a flyer anywhere.
I hope it is. Also, Mainframe USA Apparel. Insane in the Mainframe. It's on our eyes. I actually use it a lot more now when I'm typing and writing and stuff like that. And it's actually pretty good. I might have to use it at work as well. So, I don't know. We'll see how it works. I'm really worried about it messing up my eyes when I take them off. Like, if I use it excessively, will it mess up my eyes when I take it off?
Social experiment.
Yeah. Yeah,
only one way to find out.
He's here. He's got the beard. The real David Webb's here.
Oh, what's going on, everybody?
Hey-o.
I was hoping you were going to do that.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Somebody's not unique anymore.
All right. That's all I wanted. I'm going to shave it off now.
Yep, there it is. One episode down. It's in the annals of history now. It's
mission
been marked down. Yep.
I actually don't even think that was funny whatsoever.
No, I bet you did.
Offensive to bearded men.
Well, wow. He is a bearded man. He's one of you people.
He is not yet.
He is literally.
I will decide when he's a bearded man.
You realize that you didn't wake up with that, right?
I realized.
You were at this point.
I realized.
At one time,
when
too,
I
right?
was when I was very sad and lonely, yeah, there was
okay,
one point
yeah.
where it was that.
What do you mean, when?
Things have changed. As you will see, when the beard comes in all the way, you'll join a community, a brotherhood. But until you hit that time, you're just, I was in high school, I had that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's here, of course. Let's introduce him. He is, of course, the liaison to the brotherhood of beards. Stephen Gutierrez,
yes!
What's happening?
Thank you.
All right, now I'm mad.
We've made it, Dad. We made it.
This is offensive to bearded people. Nismonic in chat
yes.
is upset.
Nismonic understands.
This is ridiculous.
No,
oh, wow. Over
Eiffel
it.
Tower.
Over.
Eiffel Tower.
First of all, it's never stated in any of the documents of the Brotherhood of Beards that
one must have a beard.
Well, you can't do that anymore because it's 2017. That would
exactly.
You can't assume.
Everybody
yeah.
is welcome into the Brotherhood of Beards.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
It's true.
I mean, just accept it and
it's true.
We move on.
But giving them ranks that they have not worked for. Is...
He's a liaison. That means the person that speaks to the people
without
the beards.
But do you work for it?
Yeah. I work very hard for this thing.
Mm.
Or are you just a sucker and spent money on
wow.
products you didn't need?
Wow.
Whoa, didn't need.
He said, "Feel my beard."
Now you're just being ignorant.
I mean, I don't know Vikings that went and said, "Let me go buy some product from this village
Ooh,
over here."
I don't know.
No, their shit was like natural.
Well, they were too.
Yeah, it was.
Raping,
it was goats blood.
Yeah, they're very
yeah,
rapey.
So,
they're
I mean,
very rapey.
They used goat's blood back then.
That's Corey right. Vincent's here, everybody.
I know. No introduction. Just
I mean,
Corey Vincent's here. That's all I get.
Do I
the
have
guy
a,
with the meh beard?
Hearing a reverb or something like that. What's going on?
Yeah,
it's definitely
checked.
Not David.
Okay,
yep, not him whatsoever. But you know, it's National Beard Day today.
Is it though?
Yeah. So it is the day of my people. That's why everyone had the day off work today.
Pretty sure it's you.
No, it's not me.
Terrible.
This thing's been off. Look at that. See?
Media down. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's not me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the beard confusion. I see.
Yeah.
What's going on? So National Beard Day is happening today. Nobody really cared because it's hot as balls, and I don't see how you guys can even have that on your faces, sweating it up even more. But I'm pretty sure the people that did celebrate in style are the people that are week in, week out here, sitting down, waiting for us to get right back in the same spots that they were waiting for us to see us in. The chat's here, everybody. Say hello, chat room.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
And we have our, of course, regular cast of characters in there. The North remembers popping off early. Nismonic, Squiggles RPG is in the building as well, everybody, and they're all excited about National Beard Day because none of them have beards and they don't have to partake in this event.
Well, Nismonic does.
Have we seen Nismonic?
Well, yeah, he's right here.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, there you go.
Nismonic claims he has a beard. He tells tales of a beard. I've yet to see it.
He tells long stories?
Yeah.
You see it every time you look in the mirror. Who Nismonic is the one that said it brings up a question I wanted to ask Ori. You quit Overwatch.
I was going to say that. Before we get to that, because that was going to be my very first question.
Plot.
Yeah.
Twist.
Plot spoiler.
Yeah. After these breaks.
The internet is very serious. Twitter is very serious. When you write something in Twitter, people will screenshot it. Even if you try to delete it, it will come back to haunt you in your worst of worstest dreams.
But you have like three people, so you don't have that much to worry about.
Exactly. So Corey, though, on the other hand, has a spotlight shined upon him on the Twitterverse. You have literally tens of people watching you.
Yep.
And you go out and have the brass cojones to say that you are done officially with one of the games that you have played religiously. If there were a church out there called the Church of Overwatch.
There is.
There is, yeah.
You would be in the first front row seat every Sunday.
Yeah.
The Lord's Day.
Yeah. Amen.
So, explain yourself.
Oh, I already broke my promise. I played a few matches after put that tweet out.
Wait until he deletes it.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I've had a lot of Overwatch revelations since Season 6 has started, and it's only about 2 days in. I've realized that I need to step up my game big time when it comes to hit scan abilities. So I've been doing a lot of practicing, and then last night was one of those nights I stayed up till about 4 a.m. queuing with about four people, and we wrecked house. We did so good. I had my career high.
Randos?
No, okay. These are people I know.
Okay.
And we did so good. Woke up this morning, smiled at the rising sun, three little birds upon my window. I was like, you know what? I'm feeling so good from last night. I'm going to get back in that queue, and I bet I can do good because I had some fire matches last night.
Mm.
And I jumped in, lost every single match I played, and every match just had the most terrible people you could imagine me queuing with. I was in a good mood. Like, I really tried my best to keep people in a good mood and not add to the salt. And just we had people fighting each other, bickering amongst themselves. I had just the most cancer matches you can imagine.
What do you think is the cause for that, though? Like, if you're on a losing streak, we in the PS4 side have kind of done a thing where we get into a funk sometimes, and we'll back off of it. We'll stop playing. We'll set it down. Like, we're done for the night.
Or just change modes.
Quick play.
Or change modes. Something has to change. You can't just keep doing the same old thing expecting different results. That's called insanity.
Yeah.
So why didn't you change?
I gave it like five matches.
This is an intervention.
I don't know. It got me mad. It got me mad. When I get mad, I don't think rationally. So immediately I start going into the like, no, fuck it. This next one, I'm going to win. And I'm going to take out all this frustration. We're going to do good. And it's going to be glorious when we win. And it just never happened. And so I was like, okay, fuck this. I'm going to make an angry tweet and take a nap. And that's what I did.
Did you leave the lobby? And
I was going to say, did you at least try to find a different queue of people?
Yeah, it was a different queue every time. Every time I queued up, I was playing with different people.
Oh, see.
And I just always get some. One time, there was five of us, and we were on attack. And, okay, there's six of us, obviously, but five of us locked into characters. And the map started, and we start heading to the point. And some dude just didn't pick anybody. And then so people in comms are like, okay, looks like we're going to have a lever. Looks like a dude's AFK. GG, everybody. And then he comes on the mic and he's like, no, I'm here, but
I don't feel I play.
But he's like, but I wanted to play this character. And we're like, well, why? You didn't ask. Like, if you would have said something and asked to play that character, the guy who was playing that was like, yeah, I'll switch you, dude. But we were already fighting, so he had to just. So he just says, no, fuck it, I don't even care. And he chose, like, May or something like that, completely threw the match for us.
Wow.
Now, so.
This is on PC, correct?
Yeah, it's PC.
Yes, PC. That explains a lot.
You don't
that explains a lot.
You don't
lot.
Get that on the PlayStation. That stuff doesn't work on the PlayStation. The toxicity of these people online hasn't drawn you to. So Nasen Games in chat room, he says this is why he sticks with single player or co-op games. Human beings are meanie poopy heads. Excuse me. Excuse the language.
Wow. This is a family show, Aaron.
I understand.
You're going to make us lose our E for everybody.
It was for the, you know, it was for the show.
That's 14 up.
This hasn't drawn you towards single player or co-op games more?
None. Well, as you saw when you got here, I was playing Borderlands.
I did indeed.
So no. I guess, yeah, it does have a little bit of effect on making me want to, like, at least take a break from Overwatch. I've been playing more Hearthstone. I'm going to go through the Borderlands series since I spent money on that. I really got the itch to play Escapists again. Part two or one? No, one.
Okay.
Because I didn't beat it. So it was a toss-up between Borderlands or Escapists today. And I went with Borderlands. So I expect some more single-player games.
Okay.
As I rehab. But I did sign up to play on like a semi-pro team thing.
What's a semi-pro?
Actually, I wouldn't even call it semi-pro. It's an offensive to people who are good at the game. But there's this league called Overwatch University League. And it's a league with a bracketing system and a season.
And cash rewards?
And I'm signed up to a team.
Cash rewards?
I think so. I don't know. I didn't ask about that.
Tens of dollars?
Tens.
Oh, it's literally ones of dollars.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, it's better than nuns of dollars.
I got recruited to a team with my friends, and we're gonna give it a go.
Gift certificate to Barnes & Noble.
Go read a book.
So there might be a Starbucks? Depends.
Depends on the location. I'm not liable if there isn't.
Yeah,
maybe you're not. Wow, chat's really scrolling up there, popping off there. But one thing I wanted to touch on, of course, Sacramento has a little event going on right now called Sacramento Anime, which is just long for Sac Anime.
I thought it was a separate event.
No.
I've never actually heard the full name.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's actually full name is Sacramento Animation.
Convention
of Northern California, because there are other Sacramentos in the country. If you did not know, there's Sacramento, Kentucky, and I think Sacramento, Maine. I could be wrong about the latter. So they had some. We will be there, I guess, tomorrow, right?
Yes, yeah.
Around 2:30-ish.
Some person said 2, and then on the schedule today, I saw 2:30. I figure if we're there by 2.
What room are we in? We'll room number 2?
302.
302?
Panel room 2, I thought.
Panel room 2?
Yeah.
Come out. Check us out. We'll be talking about, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know.
The movie, not the actual.
We got prizes things to give away.
We do got from, a couple of prizes.
Oblivion Comics and Coffee gave us a big, nice, fatty gift card to hand out. Nice. So if you ask the best question, you get a gift card.
Yeah. Everybody's getting winners coming toast.
There you go, everybody. You can get some winners coming toast. I'm excited. We do this almost every year, so you know. Let's see how it goes this year. Webb, are you excited about this?
I am so excited.
Okay.
So excited. I'm saving my excitement for tomorrow.
Okay. All right. What's the next big one after this one, actually? Like, what is the next con that's in Sacramento that's after this one?
Oh, in Sac?
Yeah, in Sacramento.
Gamers Expo? Eek.
That's like December, though, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing in between?
I think there's a toy con.
Yeah, but... that's the truth.
You asked!
That's the truth. Toy con? I'm sorry, guys.
There's a lot of money in toys, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in the banana stand, too, but I don't...
No, literally in the banana stand.
Yeah, I don't go clamoring for bananas, you know, every 3 minutes, like...
No, you'd want the stand because it has the money in it.
Yeah, well, I don't want the toys.
Always money in the banana stand.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know that was actually a real place. My cousin put it up on, whatchamacallit?
Facebook?
On Instagram.
Oh, damn, I was close.
Yeah, you were close. You went to every single social media outlet and then...
Tumblr.
Yeah.
MySpace.
Friendster. Yeah.
Well, Instagram is owned by Facebook, so you're...
So I was there.
Right.
I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, you were close. You were close enough.
50-50.
Again, slow news week, so we're not going to do some ball. We just got a couple of topics to hit over.
Some ball?
Well, there's an event here Nossen is telling us about. Up your alley, Aaron.
What is that?
It's a vampire ball.
Let's
dress as Blade and then just walk in. So stabbing people. Silver forks.
The chick that organizes it follows me on Twitter.
As tempting as that does sound, Steven. The big question is, Corey, why do you think I would be interested in Vampire's Ball?
Because you suck.
Let it marinate, everybody. Let that marinate.
Because vampires also are known to suck
strike one.
Yeah. Very good.
You get one.
Very good.
Damn.
Now you're tallied. Now we can actually see the shame. Vampire's Ball. Okay. I mean, all right.
Nobody wants to see 1,000-year-old balls.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to see that. I wonder.
It's on Halloween weekend. I mean, it seems like something spooky.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, I care less about the spooky. The holidays have lost its luster for me.
Like, all of them.
All of them.
As soon as you turn 18, it's like not even. It's like 16, 17.
I was doing like a quiz with a friend of mine, and it was like trying to figure out, the other two's favorite things.
Mm-hmm. The other ones.
Yeah, the other ones. You know what I mean.
Yep.
And it was like, what is the other person's favorite holiday? And I was like, oh, I know yours, Halloween, right?
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, I know yours, Christmas. And I was like, aunt, I don't even have really one. Like,
I thought it was going to be your birthday.
Sleep fair.
No,
day.
Not even there. My birthday is a very sacred one. And two, I like to just chill and not be bothered by the universe.
Yeah.
That's what I like. But this vampire thing in Sacramento, do you have to be role playing? Is that what we're talking about here?
Dude, it's would a you vampire roleplay? Ball.
You know what you could do? You could just throw some of those plastic things in, wear normal clothes, and just say you're one of the True Blood vampires.
They would probably make fun of you so hard.
They probably would.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Dress up as Count Dracula like every other...
I knew a guy that I used to work with. He, him and another coworker would actually...
They played
that
masquerade.
Yeah,
the vampire
they were
masquerade.
Like into that.
Oh my god!
What do you mean live action?
So you know what LARPing is?
Yeah,
right?
LARPing. Yeah.
So they have it for vampires too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's masquerade. The ball. Or
I
something
assume,
like that.
I assume that this is like something they would go.
Do they like bite you,
brother? I don't know.
First of all, I'm not gonna let a grown man bite me.
Well, you.
Like, what the hell? Like what?
Aaron,
I don't
me
even let my dog bite me.
Huh? Aaron, call me brother.
Good old ninja's now hosting. Thank you, good old ninja.
Look at it. It is. It does look like it's.
Is it a role playing thing?
It is. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he says gosh. It's encouraged.
It's encouraged.
It's encouraged. Yeah.
They encourage that behavior.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Are you into biting, Aaron?
No.
Like,
well,
if
I mean,
you're
it depends on
if,
who she is.
If you're with a woman and then she just bites the shit out of your neck one night.
Wait.
She like, bites you on the butt.
Are you cool with that?
How much blood did she draw?
No blood even. Just a nice
it's
hard bite.
It hurt and it left a red mark.
Yeah, left
well,
a
first
mark.
Of all, it's not going to leave a red mark on me. That's just racist.
Purple mark.
Wow, that's even more racist. But no, that's fine. We can get
you down with that?
Yeah.
What if you're, and she's like, I want you to just bite the shit out of me, Aaron.
And I have to draw blood? Because I don't want to
get
blood in my
mouth.
Yeah,
no, but she is going to the vampire ball.
Oh, yeah, no. If she's into that and she thinks this is like some blood ritual type of thing. That's
Aaron. We made a pact.
Yeah, no.
See,
when you drank my blood,
she's like, Aaron, are you thirsty?
That night, it could chalk up to she's just really into this. But next day, if she still wants, that's when you gotta be worried.
I gotta use that. That's the weirdest. Like, what would knock it off for you? Like, just instantly kill the whole mood if she's. All right, let's start this. Slip. Like, whoa.
Before we can make love, Aaron, you must drink from me.
Just slices across
the
chest.
A part of me is inside of you.
You're like, yeah, I think I'm going to call the Uber. Like, now. Like, right now.
As soon as you finish, the ritual has been completed.
So, no, these I will not be attending the masquerade ball of, if you guys want to go and do your live stream there. that's all cool.
My life IRL. Is a vampire.
Yeah, my life is a vampire. VGV vampires. That's hey. And
v
you know what
stands for vampire?
I bet they're pretty normal.
No disrespect to any of the people that actually do that. You know, if that's your thing, if that's what you're into, hey, hands up, don't shoot, or hands up, don't bite. You know, I don't. You know, do your
vampires
thing.
Don't shoot, Aaron. Damn.
But I remember because like I really like the Fringe. You know, subjects, you know, the Bigfoot, the aliens, and, you know, the ghosts, all that stuff.
It was the Bigfoot ball.
And so I watched a documentary on vampire. Watched a documentary on vampires, and it was one guy. And, you know, they always have that one dude that's doing an interview, and he's like, I have a credible source,
I have a degree in vampirology.
That told me about them and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So he talks about a guy that he met in the middle of the night in, like, a park. who is dressed in all like goth, and he was given he gave me the secrets on the vampires, oh my God, where they meet.
Is it that dude from the History Channel with the crazy hair?
It was somebody like him. Like, no lies. Literally. It was somebody like him. And I'm like, you just met a random dude in the park. You don't know if he was like
on drugs.
Yeah, like he could have been crazy.
He was in between delivering pizzas.
I gotta go.
My boss is really on my balls.
Is that blood? No, it's marinara sauce.
My name's Norm.
You can call me Mephisto.
Mephisto.
The guy was just asking for Pyre Street, and then the guy misheard him. I'm looking for Pyre Street.
We're gonna get some hate from the vampire community now.
The vampire community.
But that's actually it's pretty interesting to know that that's in Sacramento. Like, literally, people.
Oh, vampires everywhere.
No.
That's the dude at the park.
No. I mean, like, that event is in Sacramento. Like, everybody's talking about how Sacramento is boring. Like, hey,
we got vampires.
You got Sacramento. Vampires?
Sacramento, the capital of vampires. Come on.
But actually,
that should be painted on the water tower.
That's not.
Screw a farm to fork.
That's not a bad idea, though, to dress up as Blade and just walk in there. And just, y'all didn't think I would show up, did y'all?
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
He says Vampire Ball is one of the longest running events in Sac.
All right, because he's been around for hundreds of years. Yeah. It's been around for hundreds of years.
Oh, my God.
But on another note, since Nossen Gaming did give us this amazing topic to discuss, his game Crumple is just about done. He said it'll be out officially, completely done later this month.
And then you can find out the secrets behind Crumple of how he's actually a vampire.
Ooh.
And he's trying to get out of the burning building before he disintegrates.
Spooky, scared.
Plot twist ending, when he gets out, the sun hits him dead.
Damn.
It is.
Ivy Doom Kitty is in chat. What's up, girl?
Ivy Doom Kitty, what's happening? She's down in ATL still?
She's at the Dragon Con. It was a little sad. I was playing Borderlands, and she jumped in my chat, and she said that she was alone at a speakeasy drinking.
She doesn't have broads in Atlanta?
She does, but then someone said something, and she alluded that she's not wearing panties.
Hey-o!
So Ivy might be a little turnt right now.
Pixar didn't happen.
That's true, one. I mean, and two, you got to hit up the strip clubs down there, Ivy. You got to hit up the strip clubs. They apparently
she's in Atlanta?
Yeah. Apparently, they're the best in the world.
Okay.
So you just knew he was talking about Atlanta by the strip
club
thing?
Yeah, they have the best in the world, apparently.
All right.
I don't know that for...
for Satfire. She's amazing.
Said tap on the door 3 times.
Yeah.
And then let a pause go, and then tap 1 more time.
Make sure you step in with your right foot first, or else they kick you out. It's a true story.
And then when you sneeze, yell, God bless myself. There you go. You have to do all that.
No, just say, I am God. And then
you'll get
and the vampires will leave. It's
Duck the Dark in there saying Magic City Mondays, but today is clearly Saturday. So, I mean, you know, that's one thing. Get your day straight. But, yeah, Magic City. That's one of them, right?
Yeah. I have no idea.
You have no idea?
I have no idea anything you're talking about.
Okay.
Just go in there and be like, I want the
What happens at these establishments?
At each establishment? Well, ladies remove their clothing.
Oh, that doesn't seem very sanitary.
Well, I never said it was sanitary. I just said
they do. They get dollars to cover. They're fine.
Webb, you ever been to a strip club?
Nope.
That's where this is where this show's going.
Is it?
You've never been to a strip club?
No.
Me neither.
Good answer.
Didn't you guys have a story? Or did you go to the strip club when the guys at GameStop went to the strip club?
No, I did not. But
One of our coworkers saw a family member?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That'd up on stage?
Wait, working?
Up on stage.
Damn. Yep.
Yes, sir, indeed.
How? Okay.
Funny story.
Cousin or sibling?
It was his cousin.
Cousin.
Okay.
Funny story is the next day, a manager comes up to me and he goes, yeah, I get lap dances from her all the time.
Damn.
What?
Shoot. Oh, man. It's hilarious.
Wow. Shots fired. And he was fired later, actually.
Yeah. No, that's true.
No, yeah. You don't want to see that at your first time at a strip club. You don't want to be like, Katie? Is that you? You don't want to see that.
No, man.
Or do you, Jamie Lannister?
Yes. Wow. He's like, yes.
Yes. I saw a thing on the internet, small spoilers, where everybody was like, ew, incest season 1. And then like, yay, incest season 7.
Yeah.
Now the tables have freaking turned.
It's a different level of incest.
A couple of headliners out there on the news today. One thing that caught my interest and my eye was they have just released some Chun-Li and Cammy lingerie. Yeah, let that seep into your head. You guys are with your significant others.
Look,
now you're Googling it. Yeah, I bet. You're with your significant others, and she walks in some either Chun-Li or Cammy lingerie. Is that a plus or a negative?
Oh, that's a definite plus.
It's a plus, huh?
Yeah.
What if she's wearing Sagat
lingerie? Just an eye patch?
Just an eye patch. That, there you go. Yeah, now you're just thinking just an eye patch.
Huh.
Yeah. What if she's dressed like Blanca? Little hair on the chest?
She's green.
A little green. Wait, this can't be right. This is at Target.
Where else are you going to buy Street Fighter lingerie?
Is Target really selling Street Fighter lingerie?
Where else are you going to buy Street
Fighter lingerie? I mean, don't they sell like Street Fighter boxers and stuff at like Target or Marvel?
Probably. Nossin Game says, depends on the art style of the lingerie. Is it pre-Street Fighter V?
Oh, here we go. I found some stuff. I think what I was looking at was like Halloween costumes.
Yeah, no, I think you have it in like China or something like that, or Japan or something like that.
No, this is real. Wait a minute.
Are you seeing it?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
I'm looking at it, and I'm fucking pissed. And I'm a little disappointed.
I was too when I saw it, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't the cosplay of those two characters look more
way better
sexy than what they showed there? I'm like, you're going to have to step up your game if you want to come up with stuff like that.
Cammy's normal costume is more revealing than this lingerie.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, why would they create this? And then I was trying to wonder, I was like, are there really a lot of guys out there? I don't know, you know, I can only speak for myself, but are there a lot of guys out there that are really dying to see their woman in some type of geek, you know, or nerdy costume? Is that really a fantasy for some of these guys?
I wouldn't say it's a fantasy, but I've seen a girl in Batman underwear, and I was like,
well, see, no, that's pretty sexy. Okay, so that,
I'm gonna say no.
No, like that.
It's a fantasy to millions of dudes.
But I mean, I wouldn't go there.
Literally tens of dudes.
How do you?
You know what? Stop. I think a woman in her panties or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
At that point, if you get a woman in her panties at that moment, it's like the greatest moment of all time.
It is
in general because it's like you have won that moment that day. You won. You beat everybody else because right there.
Except for the two guys that are waiting outside. They're like, can we hear this up, man? I know you think you won.
So it's my turn.
But I'm winning next.
It's my turn cutting myself.
I'm winning next.
She's drinking.
Damn. No, there's tons of people who love that fantasy of the nerdy cosplay. How do you explain the cosplay community?
Oh, wow. Whoa. Hold on, Ivy, before you get mad. That is not what the cosplay community is about, all right?
No, not the people doing the cosplay. But wow. I mean, like, most of the people who are huge fans of the cosplayers.
Where are you going with this spade that's in your
hand?
Are you talking about like the thirsty guys?
I'm talking about all the thirst.
Oh, yeah. So this is gaming.
Oh, wow. Wow, shots fired.
No, as soon as you said that Ivy wasn't wearing underwear, he's like, Ivy, come on over.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
keep in your pants, man.
I know.
Mm. Called them out.
But no, I mean, that's not what the community is about, man. Give them some respect. How about that?
I do. I respect them a lot, but their fans are, a lot of them are, you know, I'm just going to say they're a little, they're just playing out fantasies. They want to see girls looking attractive.
Would you say these guys are probably bi prints?
Yeah. Cosplayers? I would say so, yeah.
What do you mean bi prints?
Maybe subscribe.
Oh, would you say, will they buy prints and then hang them in their houses?
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Hey, wait a minute. First of all, I don't think I've purchased any prints.
Okay.
They've all been gifts from friends.
Purchase, gifts.
This is how I support them, by keeping them in the background of the set.
As opposed to keeping them in a small brown box in a closet.
Yeah, that's the private collection.
I guess.
Yeah, that's the different one.
We've taken some down, haven't we?
We have removed, I think, one.
For obvious reasons.
No, not that one. I was looking for another person that we had up here multiple times, but I don't see her.
Oh, she's
currently.
Who are you looking for?
Behind the
Does it take away from the cosplay allure if you know that person is taken?
Yeah, that's why many cosplayers don't even.
You're supposed to appear single, but never be single.
Is that what that is?
That's what they tell strippers, honestly.
Well, yeah, strippers
and bartenders. Yeah. I think
it's always like a big deal to me when a cosplayer is vocal about their boyfriend.
Really? It's a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's a conscious decision that they have to do. Because, first of all, that guy is about to get flamed every time she posts any picture of him. Because you're going to get... You know
what? That's true. Because, like, on Instagram, there's, like... Even like celebrities, if I see them with a dude, I won't like their picture. I'll just
wow!
And then I'm like,
what
like,
a petty nonsense is that?
No, like I mean, like I'm looking at oh, that dude looks great. No, that's not what I'm looking at.
But
this
it's
for.
Not like oh, there's Zoe Saldana. Oh, she's got a man with them. Yeah, well, no chance with me, Zoe. I'm not going.
Unless it's like okay, if it's like the picture. Cast or something. Like all right, that's fine. You know, whatever. But like if it's like some oh, I'm out at the bar drinking. I don't give a shit. Scroll past it like the next picture or something. That and then the ones that advertise like oh drink flat stomach tea or whatever.
Oh, they all do that.
And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not gonna like your damn picture for that. Skip past.
But it's
they're hustling.
Yeah, they gotta
be. I mean, yeah, that's fine. You can hustle, but I mean, I'm not gonna like your picture. That's just
I can't believe I'm not gonna like the picture because some dude is there.
He didn't make the picture any better. He kind of ruined it. Think about
he's kind of got a point.
So you're not liking too?
And then those dudes, it depends. Depends on if the guy's hot.
That's weird.
But it depends on like...
for the married man. Elizabeth.
It's like you need to sit down for this.
Check that out.
Elizabeth, hold on.
Normally girls will be like, why are you liking her pictures? She's got to be like, why do you like his picture?
No, it's... But when you go through and like you see... Any like Jessica Negri is pretty outspoken about her guy too, and she'll like have pictures of him, and then you start going through the, you know, thousands of comments, and they're just like so many dudes just shitting on him, and that's at the top tippy top level. So if you got like you know an average, but you know, that's, popularity cosplayer posting pictures of her new boyfriend Aaron Carter, are you going to handle all of the flack? And the
I would love it.
You picked the wrong person.
I'm in the position that you're not, and you're hating me for it? Oh, I'm sorry. I have a beautiful girlfriend, and you hate that. Okay. Like, Jessica Negri's boyfriend I know is eating it up, like, with a spoon.
Think
like,
he likes it?
Oh, yeah. There's a bowl in front of him, and each comment, he takes a bite. So he's fed. You literally have fed
this hate is filling.
Yeah, your jealousy. Oh, I can't take any more. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit more.
So, your tears. Yes.
Yes.
Salty.
Yeah, give them. Give them. I will eat them while I look at her boobs. Yeah.
IRL.
Yeah, in real life. Yeah.
But then you're like, oh, I'll like to them boobs too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's.
Double tap.
It's one thing. So, now, I can see if you were like, okay, my girl is at a convention and she's giving all this attention to, you know.
Swaps for you.
No, another person, just like one person. If she's giving attention to all her millions of fans type of thing,
yeah.
That's she's a celebrity. I let her do that. But if there's a continuous one guy, that's when you kind of be a little cautious. That's when you're like,
are you going to these conventions with her and sitting at the booth?
I know. Are you that boyfriend?
No.
That's
no,
running
no.
the booth when she's out.
I ain't got time
things?
For that. No. I hung out with Ivy. I hung out with Ivy at a booth for a little wild too at I think it was Wizard World.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and because you guys were off doing, you know, you were in San Diego, you were someplace else. You know,
but were you hanging out with Ivy?
I was hanging out with Ivy and her little sister. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Ivy was gone for like 5 hours.
But so I saw the
looks,
the people that would come up.
Yeah,
the different amount of people, and you know, she had a steady flow of people that were always coming up to her booth and stuff like that. And I'm not about to sit there and just, you know, hawk on my girl while she's got the masses of fans coming at her. Like, what am I gonna do that for? Like, no, she's, you know, it's all about trust.
Especially some of them, when you know why they're buying it and you're selling them pictures of.
I might even upsell that. right?
Trust me.
Depending on where you're at
in real life, this one's the one that you.
I have a special blog where I can talk about all the details.
Yeah, like I might even upsell. Be like, hey, brother, I got some, you know. Some good pictures in the back, right?
At the end of the day, those guys might be paying your rent.
Exactly.
It's true.
So, I mean, you think about it. The more people buying your girl's pictures, the more you're like, cool.
Hey, cool.
I'll have to get a real job. So
rent's free this month.
Wow, so Aaron's trying to pimp.
I'm not trying to pimp them out. This is something that they love to do. If she hates it, if she
exactly
hates
what pimps
it,
say.
Yeah, exactly what
if
pimp
she
says.
Hates it, if she absolutely hates it, then no. I'm like, then we out of it. We out this game. You know, whatever. But if it's the same thing, say she's a an engineer or something like that.
Yeah.
She created something, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of, you know, guys like, oh, I like that tech. That's pretty cool. I'll be like, look, guys, I got the special tech in the back that she don't show everybody, you know? It's the same thing.
Is it, though?
Supporting her.
Okay.
I'm supporting her. That's what I'm
Where's the
about.
Line, though?
You're supporting
Where's
the line? Her supporting you.
Because you can take everything that you just said.
Okay.
And apply it to, okay, now instead of a cosplayer, your girlfriend's a stripper.
There we go.
Okay.
So where's the line?
Where's the line?
Is it because cosplay, there's clothing, you know, you don't see the full reveal.
Oh, so are you you're asking me, can I? Like,
yeah, I'm saying, yeah. As a person, where's your line?
Because
you can apply that same logic to... On the other side, you know,
yeah. Here's the thing. I have
some guys
no...
do it with prostitution.
Okay, yeah, that's called a pimp. Here's the thing, though.
Is that where the line is?
Here's the thing. Yeah, because like I think it comes to when you want to have. And this is not saying that strippers or sex workers don't, but it's really about what you're comfortable with and what they're comfortable with. So if I'm not comfortable with you being a stripper, or if I'm not comfortable with you being a sex worker, you know. Then, you know, it's probably not going to work out for us. And, you know, I don't hate you or, you know, look at you less or anything like that. But it's just, you know, hey, if you want to blame it on me, like, oh, that's your get up, Aaron, your hold up, then okay, then that's just my hold up.
But so are you dating a stripper? Or would you?
I probably wouldn't.
What about, okay, hold on. What about a former stripper?
That's fine.
Yeah?
Well, because see, a current stripper... The three of you have access to that those goodies at any time.
Yeah, that's what you're worried about?
That's I mean
us
I,
three?
I would think no, any you
there's
plus
a lot, there's a lot
you
worse.
Plus okay. Everybody. That's what I'm saying.
You're gonna have gaming since gaming is
yeah,
the one
exactly.
You really gotta work out for.
I mean,
all of a sudden Aaron gets a picture of me and you with her in the background.
Like, yeah, that's kinda
she gave me a bump.
Hold on, are you Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Aaron Cinnamon?
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. And like Cinnamon, guess where I'm at? Hashtag Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Exactly. And like that's cool and everything. Like you go and make your money and everything like that. But I'm very, you know, not I wouldn't say old fat. Like I don't know. It's weird. Those are weird spots where everybody wants you to be kind of like, oh well, you should put it aside. No, don't play me like that. Don't try to play me like that. You know, you wouldn't want your girl off showing her goods to everybody or sleeping with everybody as well, right? So don't try to play, you know, me like, oh, you should be comfortable with that. I'm like, yeah, no. Stop it. Stop it. There should be some exclusivity if you're in a relationship with somebody. If you're not, if you're comfortable and you don't need that exclusivity and you're like, yeah, I'm comfortable with that, more power to you. But I feel like
those
if
are
I'm
called
in a,
swingers.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, more power. Like I said, more power to you. But I feel like if we're in a relationship, there should be some exclusive. You could talk and have friends all you want.
Yeah, and I just had sex with him, but I didn't tell him how my day went.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's for you.
That's for you and only.
That's not
you.
The exclusivity I need. You could tell him about your day all damn day. I don't need that exclusivity. I'm talking about the physicalities. So anyway,
Nossin says, real talk, I don't care if the lady was / is a stripper. If she cannot beat Super Mario Brothers World 1 without dying, we can't talk.
Oh, you set the bar low then, brother, don't you?
I mean, I think that's...
Anything else is fair game.
I mean, you might as well just say, I'll take anybody. I know a couple of bums down the street that could probably beat Mario Level 1 without dying. But I don't know. I mean, some people be like, that's, you know, oh, Aaron, we live in this weird age of things. We're going to get to it in depth next week with the special guest, the expert that I have coming on. We're going to delve into these deep questions, definitely. Big time.
Do you know who it is? Eric or Steven?
Oh, Steven knows the whole setup.
There's an NDA. Or was it?
Yeah, NDA. You're right. Yeah, non-disclosure agreement. Yeah.
Aaron breaks those all the time. So
I sure do.
You piss on NDAs. Yeah.
Because they make no sense to me for video games. Like, you don't want me to spread the word about your game? Oh, because is it bad? Oh, I'm sorry. Make a good game. How about you do that?
I wish I could be here for that show.
You gotta be. You at least tune in.
Oh no, I'll tune in.
Tune in. Be the chat room.
But I think gonna be the most funniest thing.
I think everybody's going to enjoy.
In studio.
Have we ever had this person as a guest?
You
before?
Have never had this person before. No. I don't even know guest. If you've ever you've met this person, but you have never had him as a guest before.
Him? Wait, I've met the person.
Him. Yes, yes. You guys have met this person multiple times.
Me and sure. David Webb.
I'm not sure if David Webb has met.
I don't think
Corey has.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Corey definitely has.
I have a few guesses.
And you're probably wrong.
So next week,
I hope it's not one.
Who do you think it is? You hope it's not?
A guy named Chris?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know where
it is. Who the hell is Chris?
Not the old manager at GameStop.
The old GameStop manager.
Oh! Oh.
Mr. I'm going to steal hot sauces from Taco Bell?
Not just that. He would take a lot of ketchup from McDonald's. I went to McDonald's with him one time. And he held the bag open like it was Thanksgiving.
Like Halloween.
Sugar yeah. treat.
Like Halloween. He's like, can I have more ketchup? And so she starts putting ketchup.
Can I have some more?
She starts putting ketchup in the bag. He's like a lot. I'm out at home. And she just started filling them up. And I was
she's
like,
just pissed throwing them in the bag.
What is going on? I was like, we're good. Can we get out of here? Like,
my lunch is almost over, man.
Grand larceny. This person. Gee.
Throw a bag on the table. Put all the ketchup in the bag.
So yeah, next week, and I'll set up some because we're gonna need some participation from the people. So like right after this show tomorrow, we're gonna need like questions. I'll give you the big topic and everything. You won't know who the guest is.
When
What is this person an expert in?
Yeah,
they're an expert in life, love, and the pursuit of happiness.
Is it Carlos?
Is it Will Smith?
Carlos is the expert in getting jobs. So if we do a job fair, I will bring Carlos day one right here.
Jobs in a Jamaican.
He has had so many jobs.
Have I met this person?
I don't think you've ever met this person.
Online?
No. I don't even think you've done that. Maybe. Actually, we played online with a lot of people.
Pushon.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's.
Because Javier, yeah, crazy. You played with.
I played Javier. I've also played with Pushon.
Hey, thanks for the follow, Gare12131. I guess 12132 is busy. We'll see, though. I'm going to put out the topic. I'm going to need some questions from the people. I already have a certain amount of questions lined up.
Took me three guesses.
And we'll see.
It's easy because it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Is it?
Because there's six or seven
five
of them.
People. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a little bit more than that.
So it's time to pull Chris out of
how many people? I know, right?
Out of the Davis bag.
Yeah. Then we'll see. They'll be like, it was Chris.
It was Chris.
I knew it. It was Chris the whole time. There you go, Chris. Now what you get? Chris actually had a fine girlfriend, which I questioned all the time.
She's probably a stripper.
No, she was smart.
She like shit, though.
Do strippers can be smart?
No. I didn't say they can be.
He said she wasn't a stripper. She was smart.
Damn. Because I was going to go into smart college.
That's why they're stripping.
That's what I'm paying for
college. Yeah, I know. But I remember meeting her, and she was black. That was the other thing. Chris is a white man. She was black.
I thought his girl was Samoan.
Nope. She was black, because I remember the first time I ever met her, he said, Aaron, don't. He said the same thing. Who was the other manager we had? The other white guy that was like the rocker and his parents were from England.
You talking about Josh?
Josh.
Yeah.
When Josh brought one of his girlfriends around, the Mexican girl from Stockton, he told me not to talk to her. And I was like, why don't you want me to talk to her? He's like, because then you'll start making her laugh, and then she's going to start, you know, giggling and touching you. I'm like, dude.
Oh, he's one of those.
I have never... spoke to
also another guy that treated his girl like shit.
I never spoke to your girl before. I don't know your girl.
She's gonna think she's human. All right, I can't have that.
So she came
that's
in.
Basically what
that's
don't,
basically what don't look at her. Don't talk to her.
Don't use her actual name.
She came in that night, and I remember I was putting the games away, and he was like, "I gotta go count the money in the back. I'll be back, Aaron." And I was like,
then the porn music started playing. Right.
So he let her in, and I was like, "Hey, I'm Aaron." And then I start to file. And he goes and he starts counting money.
He do that Kevin Hart like face.
He goes and starts counting, and I was like, whatever, dude, I'm gonna just be myself. So I start talking to her, and we're joking around, and she starts, you know, laughing and giggling and stuff like that.
Did she touch your arm?
And
he comes
out the back room with the cash thing in his hand.
You hear it drop.
And he's like, what the hell, dude?
I was like, what's so funny in here?
She had one job.
There's like nothing, man. Like she's cool people. I don't know.
Aaron's off fixing his pants.
That's how you should sign.
But Chris brought his girlfriend in, and he says the same thing to me as well. And I'm like, what the hell?
I don't. Maybe you just have that face of like, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
It's the voice. I understand. Thank you for the follow, SV Chris.
Is that him?
Chris comes in and literally he's like, just say hello to her. That's all you got to do. So he comes in.
Are you serious? He actually said that to you?
Yeah.
What the?
He comes in and literally right when he comes in, this white woman comes in, a little young white lady. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm Aaron. And she's like, hello. And then she walked off to go look for games.
You thought that was his girlfriend?
I thought that was his girlfriend.
Wow, what a racist.
I swear to you, I thought that was his girlfriend.
That is so racist.
Then his real girlfriend, this black, cute black girl, comes in. And I was like, hey, welcome to GameStop. How you doing? And
how you doing?
And then Chris like, this is my girlfriend. And I was like, oh.
Does she know that?
I long paused and was like, oh. Can you see, woman? Like, I said, you know we free, right?
Is this?
We've been free for some time now.
Damn.
Like, we can leave. Blink if you need to run. Blink twice.
Was she out of his league?
Underground tunnel.
Was she out of his league?
There are the AAAs, Corey, and there's the major leagues. He was playing Little League.
Damn.
And she was definitely in the AAA, so I'll give it that.
I have noticed. You know, dudes who are with a girl way above their league, they do have that weird, like, possessiveness.
Protection? Yeah. It's they like, do.
They're just waiting for people to realize that the whole thing's a sham.
Because it's never going to get better than that moment.
Like, when the drug wears off, them. They'll wake up and be like,
what am I doing with my life?
What?
I'm with an ugly.
That's terrible.
I'm with a muggle.
That's terrible. But I love those relationships. I love those. That means you. I always root for the underdog. I do. I'm sorry. If you want to call them the underdog, if you want to call them the losers,
you
the
don't
want to
call it true love or nothing. You call it the underdog story.
I say it is true love. That means you've looked beyond their physical appearance and you decided this person is the one for me. And I'm like, yes, go for that. Because we're all about physical appearance nowadays. We just had a conversation online today when we were all playing video games, right? Thank you for the follow, Salvatore. I can't pronounce these names. They're weird. But didn't we just have a conversation online where a friend of mine, he sent me a picture of this girl whose photo was highly edited. You know, she had
the warping in the background.
She had the Snapchat. Filter.
Oh,
on.
Yeah, the Snapchat filter.
Right?
Yeah.
Because she wants to look like. And then he sent me an original. And I was like, that's not even the same person. Like, they're not even, you know, the same people. Like, come on. I think we're afraid to put that actual face out there. Like, you know, to be seen and stuff like that.
It's getting really deep.
It is. I know. We haven't talked about one video in this whole time.
mentioned video games.
Whole show just veered off to the left right in the beginning.
Yeah, but I think some of the people enjoy it. Like, I mean.
How did it start with Ivy drunk in a bar or something?
Yeah, pantyless and, waiting for, his name? GSG to
Joel
take the flight out there.
Ticket to Atlanta as we speak.
Probably.
Yeah, he's been quiet for a while, so he probably has.
Hey, Tomiko gave us 15! Tomiko could, chime in on some of these things here. I mean, if she were here and live in person. She says the North Remember says he's enjoying it. He enjoys it. I think sometimes you just got to do that. I mean,
I think, like, you know what's the worst part, though? Because I've seen this happen before in these, what do we call these relationships?
Catfish?
Miracles? Oh.
These miracle relationships.
Miracles on 34th Street?
Even miracles.
Yeah.
When you have a miracle relationship, it's sad on one part because you see, you know, usually the one who's out of their league is super possessive. But then it's even worse when the attractive one kind of, like, plays it up.
What do you mean, plays it up?
Well, you know, have you hung out with attractive people before, Aaron?
Let me think.
You know, you realize
time.
You're calling yourself ugly, right?
I get that. Yeah,
I'm just
I get
saying,
that.
Hang out with myself all the time.
Like when you hang out with people who are annoyingly attractive, they always like to like talk about how much people are looking at them.
Not annoyingly attractive. You mean they're attractive and they're very aware of it.
They're stupid attractive and they're aware of it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And they point out every single person who's looking at them.
I'm aware of that.
So when you have those two elements mixed together, that's a relationship for.
I don't think I've ever seen that type of relationship where one is perceived to be out of their league, and the other one is very attractive, and they make sure it's known. Like, I've never seen that. Because usually the very attractive one that's perceived to be out of the league of the other one is more humble and, you know, like...
like they're doing charity work?
No.
Mother
no.
Teresa?
No, not humble...
You're doing God's work.
Not humble for the person. Not humble to the person, but just, like, just a very nice person overall. Like, they're just...
When she's doing her taxes and like Houston, if she did any charity, she's like, oh, I'm with an ugly guy.
Houston is flooding.
I married an ugo.
But I'm going to date this guy.
Like, no, yeah. I think they're just like genuinely nice people. Like they're not, you know, they weren't corrupted by the internet or social media or
TV. So they were kidnapped at a young age and then.
Because, look, I mean, think about it. It has a big.
Stockholm
syndrome. Has a big effect on. The way people perceive everything, the social media and everything like that. Nobody shows you get two things on the social media a lot of. Life. Either get my life is bad or my life is good. And more than not, you'll get my life is good. It'll show you the good times. Hey, I'm going out hiking. Hey, I'm going out drinking. Hey, there's a party over here. Hey, it's my birthday. Blah, blah, blah. So people will perceive that and be like, their life is great all the time. What the hell am I doing? You know, because I'm bored right now or I'm doing nothing right now. So you only see the good parts. You never see the bad. You know, you're not walking in somebody's shoes. You're just getting the highlights of their life. So if everybody perceives everything as good, then, you know, that's what they want to get with. I saw a comedian that said everybody's chasing the same two attractive people in the whole world. Everybody's chasing the same person. So you don't see the rest of the 90% of people are out there that are, you know, looking for, you know, the same thing you could be looking for. You end up at a bar, pantyless and drunk. So, let's...
But you're bringing it around. Full circle.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
North Remember says, do girls give guys more credit if they've had a history of hot girlfriends?
You can ask that question next week when we have our specialist come in and give you... You know what? I'm going to write it down, though, North Remembers. I'm not going to answer that tonight. You just got to come back next week when we have the actual specialist in the studio, everybody. I like those questions. Let's keep those coming.
For
I got to write this down. The For North Pushan. Remembers. The North Remembers. Okay. Do they like you if you have history? But you see, and I think the nerd community wants that type of stuff. There's a thing on Kotaku called Dr. Nerd Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he goes out of his way to answer everybody's questions, and there's some weird stuff. Some very weird stuff. It's Dr. Nerd Love, I have hair on my nipples. Is that any good? Should I shave it? I'm worried about cutting the nipple all the way off.
It's a legit fear. Like, something you should be concerned about.
Should I do good?
Men don't need nipples.
Yeah. You ever milked a cow before?
Shave away.
Yeah. Huh? You're not a cow.
Shave you can milk anything with nipples.
Yeah, you can milk anything with nipples. okay. A study has recently shown that female protagonists in games are more important to gamers nowadays. Do you guys think so? Is it important to have female gamers or female protagonists in games?
Is it important?
Is it more important now? Do you think like it really matters as much? And this is weird asking an all male panel, because I did a panel. With,
it feels like a trap.
Right? I did a panel with Janice Davis.
There's no right answer.
And God bless her. She teared up. She's like passionate. Really, yeah, she's very passionate
Super
about
passionate.
It. When she was talking about, what's the game?
From,
Yeah, because you were there. You were there in the panel. That's right.
Horizon.
Yeah. Teared up with emotion. She was just like, and girls don't have to be, you know, over-sexified. She was dirty and she was brave. And you can see the emotions. And I can see the audience like,
but more important now as opposed to...
Than ever. I mean, what? The video game industry is what? 30 years old? 40 years old? You know? And we haven't really had a female protagonist really break through the main... Who's the biggest female protagonist?
Mrs. Pac-Man.
Lara Croft.
Yeah, Mrs. Pac-Man. But would you rather play Mrs. Pac-Man or just
play
Pac-Man?
Mrs. Pac-Man. Better levels.
Better levels? It's the same
Mrs.
damn Pac-Man. Thing. She just put a bow in her head.
Mrs. Pac-Man.
They both eat balls. Not quite sure the Pac-Man.
So, do you like it better when regular Pac-Man eats balls, Aaron? Or Mrs. Pac-Man.
I don't assume Pac-Man's gender.
Question.
I don't assume Pac-Man's gender.
Wow, 2017.
2017. Hands up, don't walk it. That's what I
said.
Nascent says, female or male protagonist, I don't care. I need a protagonist to have substance, a good story, background, etc. I want reason to care about what the character is and because of how they're defined.
That's a good yeah. PC answer of Captain Cop Out over there.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm calling you out, Nonson. Calling you out. Like, you know what? I don't care, bro.
I just make games without paper.
Yeah.
We don't know what the envelope's gender is.
Yeah, Crumple is neither male or female. He's a piece of paper, everybody. That's what I'm going with.
He could be gay. He could be straight.
Like, could be cis.
Could be trans. I don't know. I don't know.
But it's more than about what he is that makes him a good character.
There's a deep story behind it. That's what you need to focus on. Not his genitalia.
Crumple, 2017.
Yeah, exactly. Go buy Crumple, everybody.
Next year, Mrs. Crumple comes out.
Yeah, Mrs. Crumple. He's just going to put a bow in her hair.
He said, don't make me drive up to that studio.
It's going to be an envelope with hearts on it.
Hey.
Hey, men could have hearts.
Yeah.
We
2017.
Men don't have hearts.
But I mean, studies have shown that a whopping 56%? Yep, 56% of gamers polled say that they do care more about female protagonists. And these are all male.
Why would it be more important now compared to...
It's 2017, baby. 2017, gotta be... Because
I think we're trying to more go
think
towards
it's
gender
always
equality
important.
And stuff.
I mean, I think it should always be important.
The male protagonists outweigh the female, so it's like...
That's true.
You want to put balance to the world?
All right, Skywalker.
Bring balance to the force. Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, I've always chose a male protagonist because I'm a guy, so it's like I want to relate.
And I see, I think that's the thing, too.
So, like, that's why, like, Borderlands, I picked one of the male characters. I picked Roland.
He picked the most one he can identify with, the male black character.
Yeah.
That's why I picked him. Roland. So, same reason.
I mean, it's just, I've.
Mordecai
can relate
is Mexican,
to it. Yeah.
Though, I'm just saying.
Who?
Mordecai.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he is. He's I don't like snipers.
he actually brings up a pretty good point, because, like, when you're making your character in game, are you making a female character?
There's two sides of that coin.
Uh-oh.
I've seen a lot of people who choose female characters just because they would rather stare at the female form for 20 hours.
I call BS on that.
No, I can.
I call BS
that.
On that.
I mean,
in a first-person shooter?
In a first-person shooter,
no. First-person shooter doesn't make
sense. But like MMO?
Yeah, or RPG, where you've got a third camera perspective, like Mass Effect.
I'll accept the I choose a female character because of the benefits it can get me. Like who just said MMO?
Yeah, I did.
When I played World of Warcraft, they had a girl literally just dancing.
Yep.
And people were giving her money.
Yeah, David Ng, Gonzo, as everybody calls him.
Gonzo,
chat.
Yeah.
AKA Gonzo, AKA Gondo.
We played Guild Wars 1. And he built a female necromancer character and called her Dead Princess. And I made some, you know, beefy barbarian warrior guy. And our first day on the server, no fucking joke, a guy walks up and then just unloads a whole bunch of inventory.
In his face.
In his face. For free.
Just for free.
He took it, didn't he?
Skin disease afterwards.
So that's for you.
And I asked David, I was like, are you telling people like straight up you're a dude? He's like, no. If they ask, I'll tell them.
Don't ask, don't tell.
It's 2005.
Diagondo's in chat right now. He says, and I kept it all. No, that's not true. You gave me the battle axe.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of a position was that?
You have another man's used axe in your inventory? Yeah.
He gave me like this crazy shiny blue battle axe that I'd never seen in the game before. But it was awesome. They just saw Dead Princess, thought his character was cute, and gave him a bunch of shit.
Let me get Elder Evils in here. He said, I think we are more aware of female protagonists, but it's kind of like Wonder Woman. The reason it became such an empowering movie is because it was a good movie. The gender of the main character is just icing on the cake. I mean, yeah. That's kind of what Nossin was saying too. He cares more about the story and, you know, and the substance that the character has.
Yeah, if the story you're telling is about a woman, then by all means, make it a woman.
Well, there it is, everybody. Yeah. I think we've learned a lot tonight.
Yeah, I think we did.
And we're gonna learn a lot more next week, everybody, with our special guest. And I'm gonna put out the questions are that we need questions for that show because he's ready.
Bouchon's ready?
He is ready, and willing to answer. I need to get one of those black silhouette things, too, just to, you know...
Protect the identity of the innocent?
NDA. There's an NDA. You know, usually I don't like him, but, you know, we'll do that for this one here.
For Bouchon.
We might have to distort his voice.
Get the voice modulator.
Yeah, exactly. Time went by really fast on this one. I'm actually very shocked. I got to literally two of the stories that I had.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know.
So,
what was the first story?
I don't know. I just said boobies. Or no panties.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
We're
okay.
Talking a lot about the ladies tonight, everybody. So, you're
ladies
welcome.
Night.
I might not.
Ladies night with all
no,
men.
We've called that like four times.
Thanks
now.
For all the new follows. And thanks to Miko for the giving us some bits.
Yeah.
Thanks to Miko.
Awesome. All right, wrapping it up. So, for the real David Webb, Stephen Gutierrez, and Corey Vincent, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying happy Beard Day. And cut it now. It's enough.